From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Since the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, we've heard from politicians and protesters, lobbyists and gun owners. As WLRN intern Sophia Kai reports, in South Florida, a young woman who grew up in El Paso is processing the tragedy through her art.
Emily Gonzalez moved from El Paso 3 months ago. She's still coming to terms with the hatred that fueled the tragedy. In the aftermath of the shooting, she was calling her family still in the Texas border city. Now she's working on a painting that she hopes can help her hometown community directly. She says it's about unity.
That's literally all I could think about, something that I know everybody in El Paso, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, doesn't matter what race you're in. If you grew up in El Paso, my art piece speaks unity. And that's what I want us to have, because we're El Paso strong and we will get through this.
When it's done, her painting will be sent back to El Paso, where it will be auctioned off, with the proceeds going towards victims of gun violence. She makes what she calls Chuco art, a form of Mexican-American culture that originated in El Paso. Her paintings feature characters of Hispanic descent, faces and bodies against backgrounds of vibrant colors.
I want to bring that Chuco art here to Miami. I want to help represent that. I want to spread the message that, like, we're Hispanics, we should be proud to be Hispanic.
The shooting in El Paso, which has left 22 dead, is thought to have been racially motivated. I'm Sophia Kai in Miami.
A new app offers immediate mental health counseling sessions on your smartphone. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that the app called Nothing But Advice was launched by a counselor in Fort Lauderdale. Through the app, the user can request texts, calls, or video chats with a licensed mental health counselor 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All the sessions are confidential, but the developer reminds people to still call 911 if they or someone they know is in crisis. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.